Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really, really excited to have him with me. I get him live. It's not that we don't do live, but this is like live times two, because I get the whole full video effect, and that's pretty exciting. I want to welcome to the program David Wormser. David, welcome. It's so good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I mean, it's great to be on TV, although they all told me I have a face made for radio, so.
Well, they told me the same thing, and then I had the accident, and I got even more character in that face that was made for radio. but you know, by the grace of God go we all, right?
I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, I want to get right into this. We've got a lot to cover, and it never seems like we have quite enough time. So folks, welcome, hour number two. Great to have you with me. If you missed any portion of hour number one, pick it up at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and please consider a seed harvest blessing. We can use your help. $1, $5, $10. You can use Cash App at $PastorGregCGR. That's $PastorGregCGR at the Cash App. Venmo is at chosen-generation-radio. At chosen-generation-radio or paypal.me/PastorGreg. We're saving America and we're saving India. And we're trying to do it, having been restricted once again on Facebook. Facebook has restricted us because of an article we posted, where Dr. Jane Ruby and about 1,000 other experts warn about the potential damage to babies that are force injected, and warning parents to please, please, please refrain from injecting your babies. So once again, censured. All right, Dr. David Wormser is with me. You know a little bit about being censured. The Jewish people, the people of Israel, are consistently censured around the world for simply speaking out the truth. And Joe Biden, the acting president of the United States, went to Israel, and one of the greatest insults that he did was he took the flags of Israel off of his official vehicle. It's stunning, the behavior of this guy.
When he went across what's called the Green Line, which is the 1948 ceasefire line that existed from 1948 until 1967 into Eastern Jerusalem, Eastern parts of Jerusalem, he took off the Israeli flag. Now, to remember, that includes the area that is the Temple Mount, the Western Wall, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. All those areas are considered part of, quote, 67. So what he's signaling by that is he's reversing what Trump did. Trump went to the Western Wall. American leaders have gone to the Western Wall because everybody knows how holy that is to the Jews.
Sure.
And since they're already not allowed to pray or to go up to the Temple Mount, neither are Christians to go and pray on the Temple Mount. Where Jews and Christians can in small groups go up there as tourists, but not to pray. You can be arrested for praying by the Palestinian Islamic Authority up there. So Jews go to pray on the Western Wall, as they have for 2,000 years. That is considered occupied territory by this administration once again. So he's reversed a lot of what Trump did, and the symbol of it was removing the flag the moment he crossed the green line.
All right. We really need to, I believe, highlight this issue because it is really significant. Understanding that Jerusalem is the epicenter of Judaism. It is the established holy city, and it is the epicenter of Christianity. It's where Christianity began. So Judaism and Christianity together are united in Jerusalem, both as a physical place and as a spiritual pilgrimage, if you will, where people go to walk in the footsteps of Christ, experience what was experienced by the lead, you know, where they built the temple, where Solomon built the temple, the literal tablet for thousands of years was housed in that temple. I mean, this is serious stuff.
It's serious stuff, and it makes no sense. Ever since 1829, when the first census were taken in Jerusalem, which back then was only what is called the Old City now, the part that's walled, that's inside the walls. That's all part of what's called Eastern Jerusalem now. The majority was already Jewish at that point. And it never really dropped until 48, when the Jordanian army and the Palestinian army essentially destroyed the Jewish community of the old city, destroyed all the synagogues, dozens of them, destroyed all the buildings, laid it waste, started using the grave markers on the Mount of Olives as toilet seats and stuff like that to show who had won. And the Jews, of course, of Eastern Jerusalem were expelled for the first time in 2,000 years, were completely expelled from the old city. So from 1948 to 1967, the Jews were obviously a minority in Eastern Jerusalem. They were still a majority in overall Jerusalem. The Israeli army managed to hold on to the modern western sections of the city. So they stayed a majority in the overall city. They just were zero in the eastern part by design, by the Jordanian design. When Israel took the area in 67, a lot of the old owners returned to the lands that had been destroyed and rebuilt their houses. And very quickly, within about a decade, the Jews were a majority in Eastern Jerusalem, not just Western, Eastern. And they've been a very large majority ever since. So the question is, why? Why is this so essentially Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim? Since 1829, there's no real reason for it to be this idea that, oh, it has to be returned to its indigenous owners. Well, you know, let's be real. Unless one thinks that Jesus was a Palestinian, you know,
it's a completely false narrative. Yeah.
I just don't understand on what basis East Jerusalem should be returned.
All right. So now that we gather an understanding of that, now we kind of get an understanding of why it's significant that Joe Biden essentially has sided with the Palestinians, has sided with the Muslims against Israel by removing those flags when he makes that journey, when he crosses that imaginary barrier, if you will, and kind of spits in the face of the rest of Israel when he does so.
Well, again, it's the progressive attack on America, which started under the Obama administration. The United States had always said that the 67 borders are a reference, but there were modifications that we always were willing to accept. Until the Obama administration, when they called the Western Wall occupied Palestinian territory, and essentially erased all Jewish connection to the Temple Mount and to the Western Wall. That was in the UN resolution in December 2016, on the eve after the elections, before President Trump took office, though. So that was the Obama administration. It introduced and yielded to the progressives the question of Israel. Israel's become a major issue for the left. It started with Soviet propaganda in the 70s. It really was the linchpin, the crown jewel of their national liberation movement struggles that included Che Guevara and terrorists all over the world, European terrorists. It was a clearinghouse for international terrorism, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. So this played a major role in Soviet leftist ideology. And the apartheid issue raised the issue of Zionism as racism. These are all
I was just going to bring up the Protocols of Zion, because I actually went over that. Yep, yes. I went over that on Friday with General Pacheco's disinformation. I actually played large portions of that video for my audience to help them to understand, because there are people on the quote-unquote alt-right who believe the Protocols of Zion, who propagate this nonsense. And I was just looking up, and I'm glad to see, of all places, Wikipedia writes this: the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, or the Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion, is a fabricated anti-Semitic text purporting to describe a Jewish plan for global domination. Thank God. Well, it is. Well, it was completely made up. Lenin literally, every bit of history that is in it, everything in it is propagated. It's lies, and Hitler globbed onto it and used it as propaganda against the Jews in committing the Holocaust.
Yeah, so it, you know, and the Soviets have been very aggressive in pushing all this and making anti-Semitism safe again for a bit. So yeah. This is really, so the progressives naturally have and by the way, another issue was 1982, the Israelis humiliated the Russians in Lebanon. Because, you know, most of us are not old enough to remember. I unfortunately am. But in the 1970s, everybody was under the impression that Russia was winning the Cold War and that in Europe it had had a military superiority over us, largely because the Air Force was neutralized by the really sophisticated Russian air defense structure. And we had such a small ground force that without an air force, we were goners. So everybody in the West, all the elites, were so pessimistic, and they were sure that America, God help us if a war broke out with Russia, because they would win.
Yeah.
And then came the Israelis in 1982, and the Russians had put their most sophisticated and most air defense structure in Lebanon not under Syrian control. The Russians themselves ran a good bit of it. And in 1982, at the first minutes of the war, the Israelis completely obliterated it without losing one aircraft and shot down 90 aircraft without losing one.
Yeah.
So they completely eliminated the air force and the air defense.
Which is why the Russians shot down that Korean airliner, because they were trying to regain some of their luster by killing civilians, which is typical. All right, I'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, I know we've been, and it's important. We've been laying a lot of historical groundwork. We did this the last time you were with me as well, and I think it's very important that we do it. But I want to get into present day, and I really want your analysis on Biden's Middle East trip that he's just completing. And the impact, Saudi Arabia, his fist bump, everybody's freaking out about it, but nobody knows who Khashoggi really is. I think we need to talk briefly about that. Can you kind of take us through the stages of his?
Sure.
Yeah.
So he lands in Israel. He meets with Israelis and, you know, symbolically, they know how to push the right buttons. They go to the Holocaust Museum, they meet with Holocaust survivors, and all the right buttons to make Israelis and Jews feel comfortable. And then nice, tough words from Biden: we will not let Iran get nuclear weapons. And then even sign a declaration, the Jerusalem Declaration.
You mean the nuclear weapons they already have? But anyway.
Exactly. And it's all words. It's just words. And that essentially was the point of the Israel trip.
Okay.
The first leg, which was to convince the Israelis to sit on their hands because America's with them. because they're most afraid of Israel actually doing something to stop Iran and to undermine Iran. The Israelis undertook some actions over the last month or two that actually started destabilizing the Iranian regime. So they needed to pull back the Israelis, and they knew they couldn't do it with the stick, so they needed the honey. But they didn't really convince them. So they went off to the Palestinian area, and there they were just falling over themselves to try to resurrect the Palestinian. It was basically a diplomatic seance. It was an attempt to resurrect the dead PLO and the dead Palestinian Authority, which controls nothing, is only creating a vacuum for Hamas. So it was the usual progressive love affair with the Palestinian issue that was displayed there. With an, you know, and then Biden displayed a wonderful talent to be able to offend everybody in one sentence. When he said, I grew up Irish and, so I understand the Palestinians. They're like oppressed like the Irish were by the British. So it offended the Israelis because you compared them with the colonial master. It offended the Irish because it compared them to the Palestinians. And it offended the British because they were seen to be the evil symbol here. So I've never seen a sentence so full packed of insults in my life. So then he goes to Saudi Arabia.
The great divider, Joe Biden.
The great divider. So he goes off to Saudi Arabia. And, you know, here he is torn again between his progressive staff and his progressive administration and the absolute bottom line interests of the United States. The bottom line interests of the United States are to get the Arabs closer to Israel, to have a unified front against Iran, to pump more oil. So that the United States does, I mean, again, there's an easy solution, obviously, just pump American oil.
Hello.
But, you know, given that that seems to be the one thing this administration will never tolerate.
Right. We're going to steal out of our reserves, but we're not going to do anything to replenish it or anything to drill new oil.
The second part was go, you know, with cup in hand to the Saudis and ask for them, please, please, please pump more oil. Well, of course, the Saudis were already angry at us because for the last 5 years, the left, the progressive left, has made Saudi Arabia the core, along with Israel, the core enemy because of this Khashoggi affair, this journalist that the Saudis killed 4 or 5 years ago in Turkey. Journalists, killing journalists is so horrible. Oh my Lord, what a terrible, terrible thing. Saudis are basically worse than Putin and, you know, ranging toward Hitler. So how could we possibly meet with them? That's the progressive outlook. So the Saudis knew this, that they were treated like a pariah. They've been beaten up by Biden. And now Biden comes with cup in hand. So the Saudis, if you looked at the body language, I mean, I think a glacier has more warmth than those meetings. The final coup was the picture at the end. You know, all the leaders sort of took a picture with each other. And of course the president's in the center along with the leader, the real leader of Saudi Arabia, the crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. And you had like a cluster of people to the right of Salman, and you had a cluster of people to the right, to the left of Biden, and in between there must have been like 10 feet to two of them. It was so clear that, and he had no right. smiles. It was just right. cold. So the Saudis essentially told Biden to take a flying leap.
Well, and reasonably so. Give me about a 60-second synopsis on Khashoggi, and then we're going to have to jump out.
Yeah, well, Khashoggi was really the point man for the Turks, who are Muslim Brotherhood. They're the point man for the Turks to try to organize the religious leadership in Saudi Arabia to overthrow the Saudi regime. And he is a Saudi exile who actually is of Turkish descent. So it was like the perfect agent for that. And he was also a journalist in the Washington Post. So they had the West in their pocket through the Washington Post.
Sure.
That would bash and beat up the Saudis and essentially try
but,
to.
But the reality to, is, folks, is that this was Judas to the Saudis.
Absolutely.
And he was 100% doing everything in his power to help Turkey and the Muslim Brotherhood, and literally the Saudi royals' lives were at risk with him still in existence because he was going to open the door and let their assassins in to kill the royals. I mean, and there was a plot, and they were trying to figure out who's in the plot and how do we get at the truth. And they were trying to make Khashoggi tell him the truth and talk. And he probably did in the end, but that's what was really going on. David, God bless you. Thanks for being with us. I greatly appreciate it, folks. We bring you the truth here. We're going to just tell you what really is going on where nobody else will. I hope you'll stay tuned and learn. My next guest, David Sumrall, is going to tell us the truth about January 6th and what's happening with those people coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Well, there we go. All right. You know, I'm telling you, folks, it's Monday. I don't know if anybody told you that or not yet, but yeah, it is. And welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Bottom of hour number 2. We got another great hour of programming coming up ahead. So, be sure and stay tuned because I've got a lot to talk to you about. There's a lot going on and a lot of, dissemination through a biblical worldview and a biblical world lens. And so, I hope you'll stay with me till the end of the program today. I want to welcome my next guest. He's making his first appearance here on the program. I'm very excited to have him. StopHate.com is the website. StopHate.com. He is a Christian, a carpenter, trying to remember, there was this other guy in history that was a carpenter, and then I guess he would be considered a Christian. Small business owner, activist, citizen journalist, documentary filmmaker of writing history, and the founder of Stop Hate in 1992, co-founder of the American Celebration Tour, creator and host of Discussion Island. And I want to welcome David Summerall. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, it is great to be here this morning, brother. Good, beautiful Monday morning to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I haven't really had a chance to look too much outside, but I imagine it's going to be another scorcher here in Texas. We've been cooking, baby. We've been cooking.
You're saving me from that carpenter part is all too real in the summer here. I do outside carpentry, so I appreciate you rescuing me from the heat this morning, and I don't, you know, get a reprieve for an extra hour, so that's great.
My pleasure. Well, my goodness. So I had actually on Friday, I did a presentation of General Pacheco's Disinformation, the Secret Strategy to Destroy the West, along with my commentary as a former Cold War Russian linguist, and just talking about that. But I also brought on Joshua Phillip, and he has, Epoch Times has a brand new documentary that's going to be released this week on the 22nd. This coming Friday, I think it is, about J6, and I promote, Capital Punishment, Nick Searcy's documentary as well. Been following all of this.
Yes.
You have as well. You've been exposing what's really going on. A couple of new deals that were struck. Was it Thursday and Friday, I guess? A couple of folks that went ahead and made, you know, kind of made deals on charges that are, you know, misdemeanors at best.
Yes. Yes. I'll tell you what, it's tragic to see what's happening to people right now. And the thing that gets me, people still don't know. The majority of people don't know because of the media, because of the propaganda and the spin. And it's a tragic situation for these people and their families and their communities, their neighborhoods, far reaching. And that's the worst part about it. You can't escape this once you're stuck in this trap, brother. So, you know, one of the people I'm sure you're talking about, Pam Hemphill, went to jail for 60 days for a misdemeanor. You know, she's 69 years old. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time, got too close to the door, literally got pushed in, asked for help to get back out. They helped her out. It's all on video, but that doesn't matter. The judge said, you know, last girl I sentenced to probation, she got up in public and made a statement. So I've got to do something more harshly. And that's not legal. You can't sentence somebody else. But so there's all kinds of junk about, you know, what's good and what's proper, what's legal, what's not, what's propaganda.
Well, but the other piece to this is, you know, they even when you go and look at how they redressed the boundaries, they had 4 approved stages around the Capitol steps, some with scaffolding literally on the steps themselves, for events that were planned and approved by the D.C. Capitol Police. And then if you monitor the D.C. Capitol Police's timeline, all of a sudden, all the grounds outside of the barriers from where the stages actually are set up, suddenly that all is off limits. And you're not supposed to be there, yet people are already there. Events are already scheduled for after the president has spoken to come and hear other people speak on the Capitol grounds. And now you're going to say, oh no, those are misdemeanor charges, number one. And then,
right. And then
number two, you have an on film D.C. Capitol Police waving people in, escorting people through the halls.
That's right.
You have provocateurs, close to 200 of them, on camera that now, what are we, almost a year and a half, coming up on 2 years after the event?
Yeah.
The FBI, with all of their facial recognition software, can't identify these guys, but is going through and identifying people like the woman you just talked about and others who were not, who never breached. Two of the guys that are in Nick Searcy's documentary, let's be clear, right, never, ever, ever went into the Capitol. Never. No. Not once.
No. Just like Coy Griffin. You know, he got up on the steps and prayed over the whole crowd. Of course, that's, I'm sure, by this government standard, a terroristic activity in itself. But, you know, he gets up there and prays. They put him in solitary for 9 days without a phone call or a shower or anything. I mean, in a cell for 9 days when he first got there. So, you know, they, of course, he's out. He's gone to trial. He's time served. But it's a horrible thing. He never went inside either. And, you know, if they get their way, they said that everybody was trespassing or put a pipe bomb, is what that one idiot said. So, I mean, that's everybody that went on the grass at all, you know, where they took the signs down, they took the barricades down, and everybody after about the first 5 minutes couldn't tell that there were even ever barriers there. I was there. Everybody knows I was there. I didn't go inside either. I've got all the video to back it up for. But we had a whole team, and we spread out, and we captured what happened that day. You were talking about writing history, our first film. It's on StopHate.com. It's just straight video from the day, not a narrated thing. We just show 37 minutes of before, during, and after in a timeline so people can kind of go on January 6th. The latest film that we put out yesterday, and actually I got a memory on my social media, and it said that I started Stop Hate back in 1992 yesterday. So on the 17th, and it just so happens, same day we released our new film, which is Bloody Hill. And that's at StopHate.com as well, or BloodyHill.com. You can find it in several places. And it's just a more candid conversation about the events. It's kind of a recap. We used all the footage we've compiled for the last, you know, year and a half. And, you know, it tells a story all by itself. And we infuse the whole day with that footage and have a really great conversation about it. I think people will appreciate this viewpoint, because nobody tells you this. You know, you won't see this on the news.
Well, I can't stomach, so I have not been watching the commission. I have a friend that he and I have talked, and he's been watching the video that they're putting forward. I've seen some of the clips of the videos that they're using. You have this video, there's the Nick Searcy video, there's the interviews that Joshua Phillip does in his new documentary. Nina May has video. There's a lot of different individuals that have some great video that is up. In light of what you know to be truth and factual, what are the things that are the most glaringly gut-wrenching to you about what the J6 Commission is showing the general public?
Well, I would have to say that, of course, the deaths to me are the biggest lies of January 6th. They're complete misrepresentations of truth. They're covered. They took time to build the stories around these deaths. That's what bothers me the most. And listen, we contributed film to Nick Searcy and Tucker Carlson and Jake Lang. There's four or five different films that, you know, our footage is in, because it was that important to capture it that day.
Sure.
And, we captured some of the death, you know, that happened. Benjamin Phillips and Kevin Greeson, those two men, when you saw the news that night, they said, oh, two men died from heart attacks. One had a stroke, one had a heart attack, natural causes. And everybody just kind of believed that hook, line, and sinker. Well, I guess two guys, maybe they were, you know, overweight or something. Well, it turns out it's concussion grenades. You know, we have the video. We found the witness. That's a bold-faced lie. Roseanne Boylan wasn't a drug overdose. She was CS gassed, trampled, and beaten. And you know,
beaten horrifically. Beaten horrifically. Horrible. I watched it. I watched, because I got a chance to preview Joshua Phillips' film. which shows that, I mean, he's, you know, I'm sure you've got footage and maybe he got footage from you. I don't know. But at any rate, it shows the woman, the DC police, Capitol police officer who is beating her with what I think was like a crutch. But when she's unconscious, just absolutely full blown beating this woman to death on the ground. It's gut wrenching to watch. Well, and the other woman that was in the tunnel that was being attacked and assaulted at the same time that survived. But my God, I mean,
Victoria Flack.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. She's all right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And again, very, very, very pleased to have David Sumrall with me. You can go to stophate.com. StopHate.com is the website. And you can see, if you're watching us, you can see Dapper David in his cool tuxedo, looking like James Bond or something over here.
Funny.
No, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, you were there. You saw this. We were talking a little bit, and I want to get back into that. We were talking a little bit about this committee and the commission and the things that they are saying and the things that they are showing the general public that continues to propagate this idea that it was an insurrection. The Oath Keepers are bad. The Proud Boys are bad. Trump supporters are bad. Come on.
You're loading me up, man. Here we go. Let's start with the committee. J6 committee. I mean, we could start with the impeachment trials because they were full of lies. Officer Fanone, Officer Dunn, these guys were lying about Roseanne, about how, you know, her body and the timing. They had time stamps wrong. Same in the J6 committee. If you look, they had Trentus Evans. They showed him at 2:24 for something that happened at 4:10. I mean, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. They're messing with the timestamps. They're messing with the literal evidence. They're making people. And the worst thing that they keep saying is the riot and the insurrectionists and the violent Trumpers, all these things. They're pushing for enhancements on these terroristic enhancements. That's why Matthew Perna, committed suicide because he took a plea. The government came back and said, we're going to add some enhancements. And he said, no, you're not. He's the fourth suicide. I mean, the body count is at 20 or 21 right now from January 6th. People don't know that. And the committee keeps cranking down on these people. But the lies about the times, the lies about the involvement, they've got a family right now with three sons and a dad. The two sons were trying to get to Roseanne to give her CPR because one's a trained medic and they heard someone screaming, medic, medic, and they were close. They took shields to try to block from the spray the cops were laying out just to get to her to give her CPR. One of the brothers they're all on home arrest right now. One of the brothers, they're trying to, put him in jail because they have a cap gun. You know, a kid's plaything that shoots caps. Wow. It's not they're calling it a gun replica. Let me tell you, these are the lies that get people shot, killed. When Trentus was arrested, he asked the agent, he said, why are y'all doing this, man? You've drugged my family out in the yard. You've held my kid at gunpoint. You know, we had an agreement. I was going to come in Monday. Why are y'all doing this? And the guy said, because y'all's people killed one of our people with a fire extinguisher. They're telling these marshals and agents and FBI guys.
Oh, my God.
These are killers. Go treat it with care. These guys may pop off on you. Be ready and treat them with extreme prejudice, right? They're trying to get somebody killed. This is the whole deal. They want a massive pop-off so they can say, see, we told you these people were crazy gun-toting killers. They're trying to push these guys around, push their wives around, get them to do something. You know, it's the most horrible thing. And that's just
well,
like tradition.
It's, you know what, and folks, when you watch Joshua Phillip in Epic Times film, I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Okay, yeah.
Well, if you watch this and you see the percussion grenades, the DC Capitol Police, I mean, there's video from behind the scenes amongst them of their guys running around saying, shoot them, shoot them, shoot them, standing up high and shooting rubber bullets down into a crowd. I mean, you had people that were standing around praying, and all of a sudden, here comes a percussion grenade that it blows up in the middle of their prayer. In the middle of their prayer.
Absolutely singing the national anthem. Boom. And these things are made to stop you and absolutely stop two men's hearts. There were unsuspecting out there doing nothing wrong. There was no violence happening at that time. There was no pushing and shoving.
Well, and here's another thing, and I pointed this out to Joshua when I had him on the program on Friday when I watched that video. There's a guy with a black helmet that's smashing the glass, and it's right before Ashley Babbitt gets shot. She yes. gets shot. He runs down. Now, he does identify in the video. He's like, you know, it looks like the guy's changing clothes. But if you continue yeah. to watch that video, it looks to me like he's changing back into a D.C. Capitol Police uniform.
It's funny. And, you know, there are a lot of people changing clothes on that day. Outside, inside, that guy's name is Zachary Alam. Ashley actually pulled him back away from the window after he broke it out mm-hmm. and punched him in the face. She
yep.
punched him in the, it's on
yep.
video,
yep.
trying to stop him, trying to take over the situation. She'd been begging the cops for help.
And they wouldn't.
They walked away.
They wouldn't.
They walked out of the way. It
well,
was so
but
crazy.
If he was a D.C. Capitol Police, like it looks like he was changing into the uniform to become, if he was one of them, then it would make sense why they didn't interfere with what he was doing, because he was under orders likely to do what he did. I'm sorry,
well,
folks. I'm not trying to be a conspirator here, but
no,
the evidence is the evidence.
Well, he's in jail, and everything will come out. He's, you know, in there with everybody else right now and being moved around. But, you know, that's the situation, man. These families, we've got the Harrelsons, and you know, he's a veteran. And the veterans are trying to take away his benefits and make him pay them back from January 5th, 21. That's horrendous. And he's not even convicted. He's charged. But they can't do, they've never done anything without a conviction. And here he is. In jail this whole time, year and a half, hadn't seen his family. Now they're saying, we want to take your benefits and make you pay them back. They're going to lose their house. They're going to lose the truck. They got kids and animals. And what are they going to do? Get a fifth wheel and live in that? And
well,
so this is what's happening. People need to be completely upset enough to be involved and adopt these people like family and help them, support them. They were the original election auditors and went to stand up for the millions of other people that couldn't go. They got caught in a bad spot, put in a bad place, total setup, got sucked in with the provocateurs, and here they're suffering, being tortured, literally. They're hostages. They're not prisoners. They're hostages. Prisoners have rights.
Yeah.
These people are tortured. They haven't seen their families. They don't have good lawyers. They don't have good access. They
well, and when
have
you
money.
Have, and when you have members of Congress like Louie Gohmert and others who have tried to get in to go and see and check on these people, and they
yeah.
are literally tricked and locked out of the facilities,
yeah.
I mean, that has to make you wonder what in the world is really going on here? What has happened? I believe that this was an intentional effort. Because remember, they said, we're going to go after anybody who supported Trump. Now, they make it about President Trump. I'm not making it about President Trump, because
no.
it's
no.
not about President Trump.
No,
A,
no, it's about
it's,
control.
Well, and it's about an election that if you watch 2000 Mules, if you've done any research on, you understand it's about an election. It's about our elections and the fact that elections are a problem. You go back and I love, there's an individual, I can't remember her name right now, but on Twitter, who put up a timeline, and she asked the question, when's the last time that the Democrats accepted a Republican president without protest? Do you
wow.
know? Do you know when that was?
I don't know of a time, actually. No.
1988, George H.W. Bush. That's the
wow.
last time that the Democrats accepted a Republican as a president. 1992, Clinton wins. 1996, he supposedly wins again. In 2000, right, we have the Chads. It's the Supreme
right.
Court. For 8 years, George W. Bush, he's not the president. They don't believe
mm-hmm.
it. They over and over again, he's illegitimate.
Sure.
We don't believe he's the president. Then we come to Obama comes into office. Oh, well, he's the president. And then we come out of Obama and what do we have? We have President Trump. And
yeah.
Oh, he's definitely not. Clinton said from the get-go, it was somebody stole the election. It's all fake. It's all phony. So you can
yeah.
go all the way back to 1988 is the last time. That's pretty scary.
That's the most scary thing.
Can you stay with me for just a little bit longer if we through it? Okay. All right. So hold tight. David Summerall is going to hang with us. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen. The side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.